Chocolate. I am 15 years old. Today is December 8th, and I am speaking with Erica Menchaca, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in San Jose, California. Do you like your life in Mexico?
Certainly for some aspects, yes, but mostly no. That's the reason I come here to USA, because my life was bad.
Okay. Do you wish to go back to Mexico?
Again, if I think in the good memories, of course, yes, but I don't think I'll go back to Mexico, never again.
What did you leave behind in Mexico?
I leave my parents, my home, my church, my profession.
What was your profession?
I was a system analyst, computer system analyst. I'm not sure how do you say in this kind of engineer, computer engineer.
Like coding?
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree that it was a good decision for your older daughters to go back to Mexico?
No, that's a bad decision, I think.
Why?
Because we come here to USA for them, for better life in this country, because in Mexico they don't have opportunities like here. Like
opportunities from like here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the system for economy is really bad.
In Mexico?
In Mexico, that is really bad. The economy is really bad. The government are really bad. The schools are really bad. So I'm kind of disappointed of my country because never works for me, because also when we try too hard, never see a result in our life. For example, my husband and I, we was working over there full-time, both of us, to try to get a better life, but never our dreams never get through because the economy doesn't help.
What is one of the worst things that happened to you?
Well, during that 23 years with my life in Mexico, I get many disappointed about my country, you know, in many areas. For example, when I was in Mexico, the crime killed my two brothers, you know, so that marked my life really bad. The same year, my husband lost his job, government job, when that's affecting too much about personal and professional. So we never stand up about that to lose it. How do you say perdas? Lose?
Yes. How has God helped you in your life?
Yeah, that's the reason I'm here, because only with the power of God we can go in ahead, you know, because He's our reason to get up every day, because when we saw our life too far away, like now, my country is far away, my family is far away, so only God give to us the power to continue the life. Trust in God, always gonna be better. A hope in a better life, and no matter what the circumstances around us, always we be sure he gonna protect us and provide to us everything we need.
What is your advice to the youth of today? ¿Qué es tu consejo a las personas
jóvenes?
Jóvenes de esta generación.
Well, I'm really don't feeling I can give an advice, but I think they need to work so hard for the things, for good things in the life, but always trust in God, because every people get circumstances in their life, circumstances we need to, really bad circumstances, so
we
need help, and that's why we need to faith. Faith is the power who stand up to, no matter what happened in your life, if God is with us, we can continue it, you know, and that's the thing. Every young people need to work so hard, do it the best they can do it, and other things gonna come true, because when we trust in God, we can be sure they're gonna provide everything. But the point is, we need to work so hard every day, every moment, and every circumstance. We need to try to do our best in everything, in school and work and our society, and also in our church. You know, we need to try to do the best we can do it.